The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After that, John had been arrested. Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is a time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, yesterday we celebrated the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was the inauguration of his public ministry. And today we are launching into the public ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Gospel of Mark told us that in order for this ministry to go on, he called some men to assist him. They were mending their nets, simple men, not well educated. He called them. Simple men, he called, to come and assist him. Because the work is enormous. The work is much. There is need for assistance. And so they followed. They were prompt in following him. They left wherever they were doing and they followed. And so Jesus Christ is calling every one of us to assist him in his job, to assist him in the salvific work, to assist him to reach out to the ends of the earth, because his intention is to save the whole of humanity. And in our time, there are a lot of work to be done. The pandemic, for instance, has created some job for us. I was speaking with a friend the other day, and she said that, "I'm getting used to the online mass. After the whole thing, I think online mass is something that we could continue." I said, "Wait a minute. The online mass was an exception to the rule. If the exception become the rule, there is a problem." Pope Francis, in his Fratelli Tutti, make us to understand that there are some persons who are getting close to God, and there are others who are gone down. So the pandemic has created a lot of trouble also for the world today. There are many people who are out there who wouldn't get close to the church. And now, with the pandemic, some were able to listen through the internet, through the online celebration. So there is a work for us to do. Because how do we get those people on board? How do we get them close to God? Because the virtual mass cannot be the whole thing. They need to come closer. They need to come and receive the Holy Communion. And so there is work to do. And so our Lord Jesus Christ is calling every one of us. As I said, those he called are simple men, not too educated. That is to say, to show that he is the one doing the work. What he needs is goodwill. When there is goodwill, he knows exactly what to do. He needs instruments to be able to reach out. And it's a reminder that where the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us that when there is danger, when there is an emergency, anyone could baptize. So long you have the mind, you know, the faith of the church, the intention of the church at heart. Even a non-baptized Catholic can carry out baptism in case of emergency. That is to say that God is, you know, looking for people who are ready. And the first reading reminds us about Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is real. It clears the doubt of so many who were doubting Jesus Christ. And now when there is doubt, commitment becomes lessened. When someone's faith is not strong, this person who is calling me is, you know, if you have a doubt about something, about a work to be done, your energy goes down. So my brothers and my sisters in Christ, we must clear our doubts. And we know that our faith grows strong from hearing the word of God, from prayer, getting close to God. So let us always be sure of Christ. Let us always, you know, go to him in prayer. Let us always read our scriptures. Let us always read what the church is saying in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And our faith becomes strong. And whenever there is an invitation from the Lord, we are ready to listen. We are ready to, you know, follow him. Leave everything and follow in our own way. So brothers and sisters in Christ, there are a lot to be done. So let us be open to helping Jesus Christ out.